Hey, it's Rebecca Smith from the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, and it's time for Missouri Health Talks, a project where we listen in on Missourians' conversations about access to healthcare. This week, Kelly Thorson from Pulaski County spoke with me. I've known Kelly for years, as my dad was her son, Kyle's teacher. Kyle has a very rare severe disability called Phelan-McDermid syndrome. Kyle's now a fully grown 24-year-old man and is also nonverbal, so Kelly spoke with me about the anxiety she's experiencing now that Kyle has reached adulthood. Here's Kelly.
I don't consider myself any different than any other family. This is my life, and I guess I look at it like I have blinders on. I just feel everybody lives the same kind of life I do. And when somebody tells me, you know, that they're able to do this and that, you know, I think, oh my gosh, you know, you get invited, your family gets invited somewhere. You're on complete edge because you can't just go. You have a lot of anxiety, and Kyle has anxiety. So Kyle causes us to have a lot of anxiety.
From your guys' perspective, like, what are some of the reasons that you feel anxious? Like, what are some of your, like, fears even for Kyle's future or Kyle now?
Well, I always have anxiety with him, and so does Donald, my husband, or even Sarah or Gina, his caregivers. When we have Kyle with us, if we're afraid somebody will get too close, or there'll be a dog, the crying child, that gets Kyle going. So we have to say, oh, let's sing a song, and we'll be in the store and we'll start singing. And people must think we're crazy because I talk to Kyle the entire time I'm with him. I'm always saying, Kyle, don't let me forget, we have to get milk. And I tell his caregivers, when you're shopping with Kyle, you have to continually to talk because that eases his anxiety level a lot.
What are the additional struggles for you guys, for Kyle, now that he is an adult?
It was this way when he turned 18. You're now an adult, and then you have to see an adult neurologist. All they want to do is say, well, you know, let's see if he's still having seizures. Well, nope, he's not having seizures anymore because the EEG came out clean. So, you know, why don't you check back with us in a couple years? Really? That's what you got for me? Are you going to manage his aggressive behaviors because pediatric neurology did? No, you can see a psychiatrist for that. But there isn't one that will see him. The only way I'm going to get him a psychiatrist is to put him in a psychiatric hospital, and he'll see a psychiatrist there. All they'll do is manage meds, get him a few nights stay, and then they'll release him. Even pediatric dentistry, I don't know how long they're going to keep him in Springfield for the pediatric dentist. You know, do they want to see him when he's 55 years old? I don't think so. So at some point, you know, they're going to say he needs to move on.
What will you do?
I don't know. Pull out all his teeth and he won't have a problem? You know, I don't know. I don't know.
That was Kelly Thorson speaking with me about her son, Kyle, who has a rare severe disability. That's it for this week's Missouri Health Talks. Tune in next week for more conversations from throughout the state about health and access. I'm Rebecca Smith. Thanks for listening.